This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Obviously, the Yankees will get a chance to chill. 5 days off, 94 wins, top mark in the American League, home field advantage throughout. Just an incredible season from Judd. 322, 58, and 144. And Soto with 41 home runs, and now the pressure starts. But as that pressure starts for the Yankees, we can still kind of push them aside a little bit here. Because it's the Mets' turn.
I'm excited for the day.
Feeling good, buddy?
Yeah, I am. This is exactly what I wanted. I wanted this team to have to go into Atlanta and win at least one game. I think winning two would have been a little, you know, obviously winning two is more challenging than winning one, but I feel like the pressure of having to sweep the doubleheader, and it would have meant real disaster in Milwaukee for the Mets had they had to win both. So I think this is the perfect case scenario. They had to go back there. I wanted to play these two games. I wanted to have to beat the Braves to get in, and I'm feeling pretty good now. We'll see what happens. It's either going to be a great day of celebration, or it will go down as another epic collapse, and you could argue maybe the worst collapse of all. I know 2007 was awful.
Was that the up 7 with 17?
Yes, that was bad for different reasons. That was kind of like a shock that it actually happened. But think about all that had to happen along the way to get to that point where they collapse. Right now, it's plain and simple. Just win one game. You're playing two games in Atlanta. You win one baseball game, you're in. You control your own. That's it. Don't have to worry about anything else. Win one baseball game. And I feel like I'm not going to predict whether they will or won't, but I just feel good about it. I'm excited for this. And I do trust that Mendoza and Lindor will do enough to get them over the hump. Now, the real question is, are they going to win game one or game two? Because game one's the one that matters.
Yeah, because then it allows them to save Severino and push him to tomorrow. And same with the Braves. They can push back Sale. I mean, this is...
I want game one, man. BT. I don't even want game two. I want game
one. I understand that. Of course. And you feel good.
Well, yeah, I feel I'm good with where they're at. I even felt good over the weekend. Like, everybody was going nuts. I've talked about it for months. It was always going to come down to the Braves series. And now it's even more beneficial to them. Had this happened a week ago like it was supposed to, they would have had to win two out of three to get in. Now they just have to win one. One out of those three. Obviously, they lost that first one, but people are going nuts. Oh, here we go again. They're going to collapse, losing to the Brewers. Those games really didn't mean anything.
You like who's taking the baseball in game one?
I mean, what are the options? Would I rather have Severino pitch? I'm fine with the way that they're doing it because I do think you have to at least have some...
Mm-hmm.
Think about it this way. And it almost doesn't even make sense to have Severino pitch game two at this point. Same thing with the Braves. Like, I get that it's technically an elimination game in game two. Not even technically. It will be. Whoever loses game one is facing an elimination game in game two.
Yes.
But the team who wins game one is not going to do anything to try to win the game in game two. They're going to roll out there and play and... Bleep happens, we know, but like, you think if the Mets win game one, Edwin Diaz is going to pitch game two?
I don't think so.
No, of course not. You think Lindor is going to be playing if the Mets win game one? Of course not. Is Severino going to be? No, they're not going to. So the Braves then are going to have a great opportunity. So I'm not even so sure that if I'm the Mets, I would actually pitch Severino in game two. The problem is, God forbid you don't pitch him,
mm-hmm.
and whoever you do throw out there gets lit up. you know.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes and how I'd be feeling right now. 10:49 staring at this situation.
I can't wait, dude. I'm excited.
This is great. You should be. I mean,
like, not nervous at all.
Well, I don't know if I would feel that way.
Now,
yeah, at that time, I'd be a little bit brazen there, but I respect it if that's how you feel.
I mean, if they can't.
You're not nervous at all?
No, not at all.
Come on.
I'm excited. Here's what, you know what's nuts?
What?
I'm just telling you how I feel inside.
Yeah.
After game one against Atlanta, I felt it was the first time when they were in real trouble. Since then, I feel like they got a little bit of a break with the weather and getting out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the way things broke for them with Arizona losing. Like, I don't feel, even with losing to Milwaukee, I just don't feel pessimism. I feel like the Mets are going to figure out a way to win one of these games and get in.
And I get that. I mean, because they've given you that ammunition, that mental fuel. I mean, they were what, 22-33. And think about the discussions we had about this team. And, you know, I said some things that in real time, I certainly believe, but like right now they look crazy and I've owned them. I mean, it's been one of the most improbable resurrections of any New York sports team in a long time. So, but you got to finish the race.
Yeah, well, they got to get it done.
Got to finish the race. Otherwise, it's still the Mets.
Think about how sweet getting to the postseason will be, knowing that you did it by beating the Braves in Atlanta.
Or how painful it's going to feel if you don't.
Well, if they
and that's the risk that you take.
That's why I said if they got swept today, I think it would be even worse than 2007.
I could feel that. I got you.
They
got
to get the job done today. Clem is in Rockland. What's up, Clem?
Yeah, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Yo, BT, I don't know if you heard, man, about 15 minutes before your show started, Boomer and Gio were playing that sperm bank donor thing and using you as sound bites.
I did not hear that.
Dude, you got to go to Odyssey, the free Odyssey app, and just listen, because it was the funniest thing. I mean, you got all these great sound bites, obviously, man. And the way they, I don't know who segued them in there, man. I was literally dying, man, hurting, laughing so hard.
Was it really that funny? I did not hear it.
I didn't hear it either, but now I want to. Okay, free Odyssey
app. You got to listen to it.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen. Southstradamus, I need you to look deep into the crystal balls and tell me today will not be one of the greatest days in Mets history when we get that dragon off our back and slay the Braves finally once and for all into the playoffs. Mendy, all the way. You got to say King Cohen. You got to say it.
No, not yet, Clement. Thank you for the call, and I love the energy. I feel good about today. Which is going to make it even worse. Like, when you go into a situation bracing yourself or expecting pain or expecting the worst, it at least softens the blow.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I am going in with the expectation that there's no way today ends with the Mets losing both these games, which means if it did happen that way, it would be devastating. I will hold the King Cohen moniker back until the offseason. We'll see how that plays out.
There's checkpoints that need to be
hit. Getting to the postseason is a big one. And they said postseason, I'll give them all the credit in the world. I'm not going to go nuts with the King Cohen stuff, although you're tempting me, Clem. I do appreciate that. But BT, I'm telling you how I feel. It's not about predictions or all that.
In this
particular case.
You feeling good?
I feel unusually confident.
What if it was one game and you had to win it?
I think probably a different story.
I would think you'd feel a little different.
Well, you got to be realistic about it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't believe that they would win it, but it would be, oh boy, I'm nervous about this one. The way that it's set up,
oh man,
it would be a disaster. Like, the shocking thing today would be for a team to sweep, right? The Braves or the Mets.
Well, based on the circumstances and that second game would would result in terms of just a lineup based on the team that wins the first game. The odds favor a split.
Yes. Now, I want the first game. I don't want to back in and just, like, to me, it would be, great. All right, you got in. And you'd be happy that you get in, but it wouldn't really be beating the Braves. Game one's the game where they want to beat you, and game one is the game where you need to beat them to set the postseason up right. You get in by winning a game two where they're not really trying, and you're using your best bullets in that game, that would bother me. I want game one specifically.
Yeah, I would like you to paint the picture for me for the Mets fan out there. So even as the Jets have been, you know, so so problematic in my sporting life, I'm one of the few Jet fans. You know, just, I don't know why I do this. I just do this where it's the delusional side. I don't tap into the, oh, woe is me. You know that's not
right,
my style.
Right.
That's not just a shtick on air. Like, I think even when things are, you know, going awry, like, all right, the Jets will find a way to get it done. I think like a winner. I don't think like a loser. All right. Do you think most Met fans right now are thinking like winners or they're thinking like losers?
I think most Met fans are confident and comfortable in the spot that they're at. Again, if it were one game, I think it'd be a different story. I think most Met fans today, while acknowledging that certainly things can go wrong, and I feel like there was overwhelming negativity over the weekend with the way that things were going the first two games in Milwaukee, which also didn't make any sense to me. They still had full control of what was going on. But I would bet that most fans today, after the win yesterday, knowing they just need one today, Lindor back in there healthy, I think the Met fans believe in this team.
It feels that way to me, too.
Yeah, just
it does.
Feeling
it
of
definitely it. Feels like there's more positivity than the negative energy. Oh, we're going to implode. I feel like the Met fans confident, secure, measured. I think the Met fans ready.
Right. What could go wrong? BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We'll give our thoughts on that massive Knicks trade that happened late Friday night. We got so much to get to today. This is great. Maybe one of the great days in New York sports talk history. We got the Jets with an awful loss. We'll continue with them. Mets, obviously, historic day with a doubleheader, needing one to get in the postseason. And Carl Anthony Towns is a New York Knick. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.